Hi there, this is Tracy. And I'm adding this extra piece to the video that is about to come after this little blurb, but I thought that I should say this and in regard to the lessons that we should be learning and looking for in our narcissist relationship. Once we get past the pain and the fear and the anger and the hurt and the confusion, we need to look inside. We need to see, what did they teach us? It doesn't have to be great things. It doesn't have to be that they taught us about love. They might have just taught us about assholes. But what I want to remind you of is that sometimes when we ask God for patience, He gives us a line at the bank. Seriously. So think of that when you're looking at what lesson you learned with your narcissist. Because in finding that lesson, you will find peace. If you don't learn the lesson and you don't look deep, deep inside, guess what? You're gonna get it again. And this is not the kind of lesson we want twice. I mean, I wouldn't mind like a lesson on how I should be laying on the beach in Hawaii twice. This shit, we do not need twice. So search inside as you're learning all of this narcissist stuff. Search inside and see exactly what did you learn so that it doesn't happen again. Recently I was asked, between my mother, which I don't talk very often out of respect, she is gone and she was a narcissist. I didn't know it until I knew all this. So it's been an enlightening year, right? So my mother was a narcissist, and my second husband, and my boyfriend since my marriage. I just killed a bug. This bright light on me, and all the bugs are flying around. It's so cool. So people are asking me to think about the three narcissists in my life. And in order to heal, I have to really get honest with myself. I have to get right down in the gutter and understand things that I didn't understand my whole life. But the exercise was to look inside and think of these three narcissists and think of, what did I get from them? We're gonna have enough. We're gonna talk about this over and over until we don't. We have to get this all out. It's okay. This is helping me. And I know that if you can find a support group or if you can find some help, then you will talk and talk and talk and remember all these things and get really angry. But what we have to do is we have to look at, what did we learn from them? And I can think about starting with my mother. What I learned from my mother was what kind of mother I didn't want to be. And it's sad to say, but every year on Mother's Day and her birthday, I struggled to find cards. I would just like go up and down the aisle. Mother's Day cards were so, you are wonderful. Nothing made any sense to me about my mother. I couldn't find a card that was me, that was honest, because I would end up getting her one that just like was bullshit. It was funny. It wasn't a card that every mother dreams of getting about how wonderful you are and you're my, you know, rock and all that stuff. But you have to look at what they taught you. And she taught me what I didn't want to be. And I knew that way before. I knew she was a narcissist. When I was raising my son, he's 22 now, but when I was raising him, and she didn't see us very often, but she lived very far away, but when she did see us, she would always tell me that I was coddling him, that I was too nice, that I was trying to be his best friend, that I shouldn't do the things I was doing, like, you know, throw him a birthday party or make a Pokemon cake, whatever it was too much. I was gonna spoil him. He was a mama's boy. No matter what she said, it was a put down to me, right? but I didn't waver. I kept being the parent I wanted to be, and I kept being the parent that I wish she had been. She hated it when I would compare her to friends' mothers. And I'd say, why can't you come for Christmas? Everyone is, you know, you see your grandchild, he's opening presents, he's two, it's such a cute age. And she just wouldn't care. She didn't really want to be a part of our lives. But I learned everything I didn't want to be. And I was a better mother because of it. So that's her. Now, if I look at my first husband, and he's not a narcissist, but I'm looking back and just kind of adding him into the puddle. I married him when I was pretty young. I was so young that I don't even remember what kind of car I had at the time, but the mirror was hanging off, and I just drove. I was like hooked with the cord and was just swinging as I drove. And it was like scratching the whole door. So the door had to be replaced, the mirror, and I just had to leave it for a year. I didn't care. I was 23 freaking years old. Didn't matter. It was a junker car and it's swinging. So when I married my first husband, that was the first thing that he had to do. He had to get that car fixed. He had to get the mirror fixed and the door, because that wasn't responsible. In the end of the divorce, 10 years later, mother of his child, he actually came and added that expense of fixing my car when we first got married to his side of the table, and he wanted it back. I'm not kidding. He really did. I have just been through the mill. But what I learned with that husband was responsibility. And it wasn't just the mirror hanging off my car. I learned to be a responsible adult. That was great. 2X, I think I learned about the world. I had really never been far. And coming from Connecticut down to Florida, that was a big vacation. That was a big trip, because we mostly summered in Connecticut and we summered in the Adirondacks. So we didn't travel much by plane. I can't ever remember being on a plane with my sisters or my parents. I can pretty much say neither one. So I learned to see the world with 2X, and I learned that that money isn't important, and money doesn't make somebody. They tried to show me that money could buy you. Money makes a person better. I remember when I was first married to him, his parents told me that I could not use the accountant I'd been using for 10 years. I had to use the family accountant. And yeah, that's because they were so special. They were very Leona Helmsley. You know, we would go to Argentina vacationing for Christmas and go for a few weeks to their flat. So when we were there in Argentina, it's summer in December, so it's really hot. And they would tell my son, who was a teenager at the time, that he was not allowed to wear shorts. The entire country could be wearing shorts. It's summer, it's 90 degrees, but not the way they were. You see, we show the people how to dress. We are the example. So that meant he had to wear black shiny shoes, you know, the kind that a teenager wears to like graduation or a wedding, and that's it. They made him wear that the entire time. Couldn't even wear sneakers. He could wear them to the pool or flip-flops, but he could not wear them anywhere else. He also had to wear long pants and a buttoned-up shirt. Have you ever tried to have your teenager wear a buttoned-up shirt? I think he's gonna rebel against that for the rest of his freaking life, and I don't blame him. Anyway, that was 2X. I think I learned about the world, and I learned responsibility. And then my last lesson is 3X, the boyfriend from hell, the abusive and really, really terrible person. What I learned, and what I can look at, is that because of his grand finale, because of his major brain fuck, I found myself. It pushed me to see the pattern here. The pattern of 1, 2, 3, what the hell are you doing, girl? Do you not see that you should not let people treat you like this? And that's what I learned from 3X. Certainly didn't learn about love. I didn't learn about anything. I knew everything before he got there. And I did learn to love myself in a different way. I would say I love myself. I'd be like, I love myself. And I do. I mean, talk about selfie queen. Just go picture it everywhere. But that wasn't self-love. Self-love was standing up for yourself. Standing up and caring. So when you think about your narcissist, I want you to look, what did you learn? Maybe you didn't learn it yet. But even if it's not a positive thing, something like my mother not wanting to be like her, if we can find hope inside of ourselves for the reason that these people were in our life. There is a reason, right? If you believe in God, if you believe in spirits, if you believe in destiny, if you believe that everything happens for a reason, there was a reason. Maybe we didn't learn it yet. Maybe you have more to learn. Think about what this person taught you. And that won't be good for you. Fuck them. This is good for you. It's important that you see the value. If you keep blaming, why did this happen? Why did this happen? Why did this happen? You're never gonna get it. You have to do the inside work and analyze, why did this happen? And what did I get from them, good or bad? There's a reason they were in your life.